Although everyone in the citrus industry is not legally required to carry workers' compensation insurance for their workers, the president and administrator of the Florida Citrus Business and Industries Fund in early November advised those attending a labor compliance seminar in Immokalee that they might consider having workers' comp anyway. The big reason is the so-called exclusive remedy that workers' compensation offers employers when workers are injured on the job. Here's the administrator, Jim Emerson.
If you read the statutes, you know, it will say if you are four or less employees or in the non-construction industry, you don't have to have workers' comp. Well, statutorily speaking, that's correct. But what people don't understand, and the, really the rest of that story, is that by virtue of not buying a workers' comp policy, you have now eliminated the exclusive remedy that workers' comp provides to an employer. And if one of your workers gets hurt, he then has the ability to go get an attorney and sue you in circuit court rather than the work comp case going into the workers' comp court. A lot of people are confused by that. They think, well, the law says I don't have to have it if I'm a certain number or less. That's true. But you have now opened your business up to being sued where under workers' comp, an injured worker cannot sue the employer if there's a comp policy in place. And that's very important to protect your, you know, your overall assets of your company.
Many who've been in the citrus industry for a while, especially those in the fresh citrus packing business, will remember that prior to running the workers' comp fund for the past few decades, Emerson was executive vice president of the Florida Citrus Packers Trade Association, headquartered in Lakeland. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.